Translation. Bali Maharaj then attacked Indra with 10 arrows and attacked Aravata, Indra's carrier elephant, with 3 arrows. With 4 arrows he attacked the 4 horsemen guarding Aravata's legs, and with 1 arrow he attacked the driver of the elephant. Purport. The word Vahan refers to the soldiers on horseback who protected the legs of their carrier elephants. According to system of military arrangement, the legs of the elephant bearing the commander were also protected. Verse 42. Before Bali Maharaj, arrows could reach him, Indra, the king of heaven, who is expert in dealing with arrows, smiled and counteracted the arrows with arrows of another type, known as Bala, which were extremely sharp. When Bali Maharaj saw the expert military activities of Indra, he could not restrain his anger. Thus he took up another weapon known as Shakti, which plays like a great firebrand. But Indra cut that weapon to pieces while it was still in Bali's hand. Thereafter, one by one, Bali Maharaj used a lance, prash, tamar, rashtis and other weapons. But whatever weapons he took up, Indra immediately cut them to pieces. My dear king, Bali Maharaj then disappeared and resorted to demonic illusions. A giant mountain generated from illusion and then appeared above the heads of the demigod's soldiers. From that mountain fell trees blazing in a forest fire, chips of stone with sharp edges like picks also fell and smashed the heads of the demigod's soldiers. Scorpions, large snakes, and many other poisonous animals, as well as lions, tigers, boars, and great elephants, all began falling upon the demigod soldiers, crushing everything. Shashi Radha Gokulam Sitaram Lakshmi Gonitai Ji Ki Jai. O my kings, many hundreds of males and females, carnivorous demons, completely naked and carrying tridents in their hands, then appeared, crying the slogans, "Cut them to pieces, pierce them." Fierce clouds, harassed by strong winds, then appeared in the sky, rumbling very gravely with the sound of thunder. They began to shower live coals. A great devastating fire created by Bali Maharaj began burning all the soldiers of the demigods. This fire, accompanied by blasting wind, seemed terrible as the Samvartaka fire, which appears at the time of dissolution. Thereafter, whirlpools and sea waves, agitated by fierce blast of winds, appeared everywhere. Before everyone's vision, in a furious flood, while this magical atmosphere in this fight was being created by the invisible demons who were expert in such illusions, the soldier of the demigods became morose. O king, when the demigods could find no way to counteract the activities of demons, they wholeheartedly meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of the universe, who then immediately appeared. The Personality of Godhead, whose eyes resembled the petal of a newly blossomed lotus, sat on the back of Garuda, spreading his lotus feet over Garuda's shoulders, dressed in yellow, decorated by Kaustub gem and goddess of fortune, and wearing an invaluable helmet and earring. The Personality, the Supreme Lord, holding various weapons in his 8 hands, became visible to the demigods. As the dangers of a dream cease when the dreamer awakens, the illusions created by the jugglery of the demons were vanquished by the transcendental prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as he entered the battlefield, indeed, simply by remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from all dangers. O king, when the demon Kalnemi, who was carried by lions, saw that Supreme Personality of Godhead, carried by Garuda, was on the battlefield, the demon immediately took his trident, whirled it and discharged it at Garuda's head. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the master of 3 worlds, immediately caught the trident And with very same weapon, he killed the enemy called Nemi, along with his carrier, the lion, Puput. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Kal Nemi Ado Sarve Karna Nihat Api Shukrena Jandvita Santa Puncha Punas Teneva Patita. Kal Nemi and other demons were killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. And when Shukracharya, the spiritual master, brought them back to life, they were again killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the verse which we recited, that's the last verse. Thereafter, two very powerful demons named Mali and Somali were killed by the Supreme Lord, who sweared their heads with his disc. Then Malyavan, another demon, attacked the Lord with his sharp club. The demon who was roaring like a lion attacked Garuda, the Lord of birds, who are born from eggs, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person, used his disc to cut off the heads of that enemy also. Om Agyante Mirandasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Milatam Yantasme Shri Guru Vai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupkadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swamilti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirushe Shunyavadi Pascha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam namaskritnam charmrutam devin sasati vyasam tato jayam divet vancha kalpatru vishkripa sindhu vevich patitanam pavnebhyo vaishnabhyo namo namaha. This is the fight between demigods and the demons, Daityas and Danavas. This fight we have just read some part of this. This happened after the churning of the ocean for the nectar. Demigods and the demons had a fight. Now, you see, these modern days, you see some Bollywood movies, they create some sort of imaginations. But you find here in Bhagavatam, actually the facts is factual. Now, these modern scientists or the modern philosophers or these Bollywood producers, Hollywood or Bollywood, whatever. So they imagine and they cannot conceive, they cannot actually imagine how these things work, but they're still imagining some sort of illusions. But when we read the Vedic literature, all the description of the entire universe, material universe, spiritual universe is described. And generally the concept of demons is sort of by like Christians or Muslims or some other faiths, is that heavenly is very good people and hellish is very bad people. And they think there's always some sort of in the hell, some fire is burning, and these sort of imagination, frightening philosophy is sort of fearful. They want to create some fears in your heart. So one take to the God consciousness. But actually, these demons are quite powerful. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purports that even demons has got all sorts of facilities. They have got all sorts of facilities in the heavenly, in the hellish planets. They are beautiful palaces. There's all sorts of facilities for sense gratification, not only in the heavenly planet but even in the hellish planets. Buildings or the aeroplanes or the weapons or everything is available. It's like criminals. A person who is a law-abiding citizen, a businessman, he does some business and he earns some money and he have the opulences. But Same way, sometimes we find the criminals, they rob bank and they rob other people, and they have all the facilities like any other businessman. They've got nice cars, nice house, but it is they have earned this with the criminal activities. Same way, demigods, they are powerful, they are law-abiding citizens. They are working under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, there are a lot of opportunities for sense gratification in the heavenly planets, same time. But hellish planets, where the demons are, is Diti and Aditi. Diti's children are called Daityas, Kashyap Muni. Both are the children of one father, Kashyap Muni. Kashyap Muni's one wife, children are called Daityas. They are disobedient, but they are very, very powerful. And the war, you see it here. Now, here, verse 56 says, O king, when the demon Kalnemi is the son of Hiranyakashipu. Kalnemi is son of Hiranyakashipu. And he is actually the father of Brinda Devi, Tulsi Maharani. And Kalnemi was very, very powerful. And the same Kalnemi, in the next birth, he became a Kansa. And on the verse we read, Mali Sumali, Ati Balya Yudhi Patetaryach. Sumali is the father of Mandodari. Mandodari is the wife of Ravana. Very chaste. Both, can you imagine? That does not mean that these chaste ladies, they only are in heavenly planet or on the human form of life. No, the chaste ladies you find even in the demons' families. Mandodari was one of the most chaste ladies. This is the power of the woman. Actually, the power of the woman is not how nicely she is dressed or how beautiful the face is. This is not real power of the woman. Very soon it will disappear. It's like, what is that? Kamala Jaladala, Jeevana Dalamala. It's just a matter of time when all this beauty will disappear. If we are a man or we are a woman, we may think only a few years. It's only a few years. When we are 16, 17, or maybe 20s, very nice, very nice. But soon it starts disappearing, and one even doesn't notice when he's touched 50. Oh my God, I'm 50? And immediately, oh my God, I'm 70. And under the illusion, people are thinking, I still feel very young. There was one man I just recently heard. This man is very old, and he's thinking that, I feel very young. You know why I feel young? Because I imagine that I am not old. Can you imagine this sort of, this is such an illusion. This is a bodily concept. But the beauty of, even same thing is a man. Ramji told one patni vrata. The human form of life is not for sense gratification. The ultimate goal of life is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And can you imagine it is the beginning Athato Brahma Jigyasa. But the goal is Krishna. And that goal of Krishna is so rare. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanvan Mam Praptate Vasudev Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sa Durlab. I love this shloka. There are so many shloka of the love. This one is so beautiful, so powerful. So, if you just analyze this verse, this shloka. Before coming to London, I always had some attraction. I'm, like to Haridwar and to see the sadhus. I used to get fascinated when I used to see these sadhus. Still do. And I used to see and I used to look at their faces. And that's what made me Krishna consciousness. When I came 1981, I was just sitting today, standing, singing, and I was thinking, my Lord, I never imagined that I will be here. And when I came to England in 1981, and I was 21 years old, and I was in South of Broadway, I saw the devotees. Now, so many Indian devotees. At that time, there were not many Indian devotees were there. And they were all old. And when I saw the devotees, and most of them, they were in saffron clothes. And when I saw them, that was my first contact with Hare Krishnas. I heard about them in India. I was young. And I wanted to go to... Sorry, I'm going out of the topic. But I wanted to go to Haridwar. I wanted to join with the sadhu, leave my home and everything. But I was always in a fence. I was standing, how I do it? When should I do it? Should I do it now? Should I do it after? Should I just go out? Okay, let me just get married. If it doesn't work, I can become a sadhu anyway. I can leave her and I can become a sadhu. And so let me try once. And then after that, there is nothing at all, you know. And I was just used to walk. I used to think about these sort of things all the time. And one day I had a cigarette in my hand because I thought all the smoking cigarette is spiritual. All the sadhus in India, they smoke cigarettes. I thought I'll leave everything but not cigarettes. So I had a cigarette in my hand and I saw the Hare Krishna devotees in South Hall doing the Harinam. And I stood there. I was frozen for 5 minutes. I was literally frozen. And I remember, whenever I passed near the spot, I remember this is where I saw my Hare Krishna consciousness started. And when I saw the devotees coming, and I just froze, I kept smoking, and I just keep watching. My God, a sadhus and white sadhus, they're wonderful people. And that was my first contact. And I told my wife, I said, take me to Hare Krishna temple. But the duty is, and why I came to this, sorry, I'm going out of the topic, but it is true. Because simply coming to Tato Brahma Jigyasa, but Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after many, 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 many births, Krishna says, a person come to know this, realize, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanvan Mam Praptate, he becomes a Gyanvan. What conclusion is? Vasudev Sarvamiti. That Vasudev Krishna is everything. And then Krishna, you see what other sentence Krishna used. Sir Mahatma, there may be so many Mahatmas. So many Mahatmas for you go to Haridwar, you go to Rishikesh, you go to Banaras, you will see so many Mahatmas. But Krishna says they talk about Brahma Jyoti, they talk about Nirakar, they talk about Sakar, they talk about this, they talk about Karam Kandya, they talk about Jnana Kand, they talk about this Kand, so many Kands. And there's one sadhus, Mahatma, Swam, gurus, they say, oh, there's a Sachikhand. Guru lives in Sachikhand. So there are so many Khands, so many they talk about, so many these things. But Krishna says, Sir Mahatma, Sir Durlabh. That Mahatma is very, very, very rare. That Vasudev Sarvamiti. So when we come to that conclusion, can you imagine? Only come to this conclusion that Vasudev is Sarvamiti is so difficult. So what to say of when we have the love of Krishna? How far that is? What Krishna has given us? Namo Mahavadanye Krishna Prema Pradayate. So Krishna, the gift Krishna has given, it is unbelievable. We don't imagine. We are taking as a granted. We are not serious in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said right in this temple, Prabhupada was giving lecture here. Devotee was sleeping like that. Prabhupada said, "Why? What's the matter? Why are they sleeping in the Bhagavatam class?" Srila Prabhupada, they went to preaching yesterday. They had late nights. They could not take enough rest. That's why Prabhupada said, "No, they are not serious. They are not serious about Krishna consciousness. If they know that they're going to die next moment, they will not sleep." But this Krishna consciousness is very, very, very rare. It's very difficult. It's easy, but it's very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this gift. So the human form of life is not simply sense gratification. Ramji said, ek patni vrata, bas. Just take one wife. Similarly for the woman, the beauty, the chastity. And this Sumali and this Kalanemi, Vrinda Devi, most chaste woman, wife of Jalandhar, the Shankachud. Normally in the Bhagavatam he says Shankachud, but actually his name was Jalandhar. If you see, I born in Jalandhar. Actually, that's a city. There's a beautiful temple of this Jalandhar Danta. And he was a demon. You know why he was powerful? Because of the chastity of Brindadevi. Shukracharya, the gurus of the Daityas, he had this Sanjeevani Vidya. Very powerful people. Sanjeevani Vidya he obtained. Sanjeevani Vidya is that you can revive the person after the death. And how he attained? He worshipped Brahma. How he was meditating Brahma? He hanged himself to the tree upside down. In a scorching heat, he put the fire. The fire heat was coming into his head. And he was meditating for so many years. And the Indra realized, my God, he is just about to finish the meditation. If he finished the meditation, if he finished this process, he will obtain the Sanjeevani Vidya. If we obtain this power of Sanjeevani Vidya, then we are unable to kill the demons. So what he done, Indra, he took red chilies. Red chilies, he took red chilies. He disguised as a brahmana and he entered. You know, Indra does these sort of things. So he went there and he put the red chilies into the fire. And can you imagine if somebody is meditating for thousands of years in the heat and then when the chilies came up, but Shukracharya, he was so determined. He did not move. He suffered. But he completed the process. We can learn all these lessons from all these stories. In order to obtain such, even if Shukracharya had done so much austerity, so much tapasya, but he was determined. So this is how we should be determined. If they can determine about these sort of things, can't we determine about the devotional life, which is so rare, but we are taking as a granted. So these fight between demigods and the demons, I mean, because Shukracharya, he protected Jalandhar with this power of Brindadevi. Of course, then Lord Vishnu, actually, by cheating, he had to kill Jalandhar, because Jalandhar, any wound will come, it will recover itself. There are so many demons powerful, like Ravana. He lifted the Kailash. He lifted the Kailash while Shiva was sitting on the top of the Kailash. He was so powerful that he captured all the 9 planets. I was just talking to Prabhuji, like 9 planets. You know all this in astrology which you see. He captured them and he hanged them upside down. This is how powerful these demons were. There's so many, we can maybe some other time we'll talk about these other things. But because time is short, so I'm trying to keep it very condensed, very brief. So this fight between demons, we may be in a mode of goodness, we may be in a mode of passion, or we may be in a mode of ignorance. Demons are in the mode of ignorance and passion. Demigods are in the mode of goodness. But what are they doing? Always there is a fight. Fight is always there. Somehow there is always fight going on between them. But what is happening in our life? There always some sort of fight is going. Moment we take birth, Trigun Meri Bhavi Evi Sarmedam Jagat. The entire world in the 3 modes of material nature, we are suffering. Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Devik Dukh. Misery is from the mind. Misery is by the living entities. Maybe a friend, maybe a mother, maybe a father, maybe children. Natural disasters, miseries. Moment you take birth, misery starts, isn't it? Isn't it? I've seen myself. Moment you take birth, you cry because of the pain of taking birth. Coming out of the womb is very difficult for the child. And if you don't cry, you know what the doctors do? They take you upside down and they slap you in the back, in the bottoms. I've seen it. My son was born, he was not breathing. And immediately, the doctor just, moment he came out of the womb, he just lifted him up like this and he slapped him. And I was, what is that? He said, that's the process. If you don't cry, welcome back. Welcome to the world. Moment you take birth, you have a slap. If you don't cry, you have to cry. If you don't cry, he slap you. Then I came to know, yes. So material world is the miseries. Misery starts moment we take birth. And moment we take birth, war is started. We are fighting. We are fighting with the hunger. Child is crying. Child doesn't know. Sometimes child cannot explain. Prabhupada explains. It's not just theoretical knowledge Prabhupada put in these purports. Prabhupada is practical. We have to, it's a vigyan, it's a science. When we hear the lectures, that does not mean we hear the lectures and we just walk out and that's it. We should meditate on this lecture. What I've heard today, let me memorize it. Let me see. Let me try it. It's not a one-day job. Krishna consciousness is no one-day job. It is not that somebody comes and sit on a vyasa and tell you, Prabhu, do this. You will stay do it. No, it's not. It's day-to-day basis. We have to keep just trying. I may not be able to do it right now. Let me keep doing it. And the war is, that's why Krishna says, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamnu samarne yuddhischa. Just keep going on, keep fighting. All the time, in every circumstances. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamnu samarne yuddhischa. Keep remembering me. Shishi Radha Gokulan ji ke jai, Sitaram Lakshman ji, Gonita ji ke jai. So we have to keep remembering Krishna. Krishna has explains Krishna Krishna Krishneti Jomam Samate Yuddhacha. Sorry, no. Krishna Krishna Krishneti Jomam Samate something. Jalam Pitva Yatha Padma Narkatabi Udramyaham. Krishna says, people who always chanting Krishna 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 Yomam Samarte Nityacha. Yes, Nityacha. Krishna Krishna Krishneti Yomam Samarte Nitya. 24 hours, who is just thinking about me, who is meditating about me. When we go, we should always, when we thinking, Sharnam Kirtanam Vishnu, Prabhupada says, chant in here, after chanting in here, chanting and hearing, chanting and hearing. What is the next stage? Sharnam Kirtanam Vishnu Sumaranam. Smaranam, think about it, meditate on it. So this meditation, this is Krishna, that is the pastimes of Krishna. That does not mean it's just imagination. It's a meditation, Krishna's thoughts. Krishnam Chintamani, Krishna Chaitanya Rasvigraha, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Binat Nam Nam Nam, you know. Krishna's names when you chant Hare Krishna. The Krishna is right, standing right in front of. Do you think this Krishna and Golok Krishna is different? No, it is the same Krishna. Krishna is right up here, right in front of us. The same Krishna when we die. And if in case we go and see, if we go to the Golok Vrindavan, eventually we will. Everybody will go to back to Godhead. Anybody who starts Krishna consciousness, it's a matter of time. We all will go. Because whoever starts, Krishna says, you never, neha vikramnasho si patvayo na vidyate. You never lose. Whatever, wherever. If you've done 1%, then next birth, it starts from 1%. We finish 5%, he starts from 5%. So if we start, even in this life, if we start, finish 5%, 10%, so gradually one come up to the platform when we will finish, maybe one life, maybe two life, better if we do in this life. So that's smarate nishtacha. So this thing comes, then we come to the surrender to Krishna. This is actually the whole fighting of mind. We are fighting with the mind. This is kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ankar, matsarata. All this. What is in English they say? Lust, anger, greed. What is that? Yes. False ego, enviousness. These are the demons. Then along with the so many other demons we are fighting with. But all these things will come. Surrender fully to Krishna. Only then we can see Krishna, we can feel Krishna. And that's how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains in the Shanagati, Manas deho je kuch mor, arpul toye pade Nand Kishore. Hey Nand Kishore Krishna, Manas deho jeho, my mind, my body, my house. He said, whatever belongs to me, arpul toye pade Nand Kishore. Hey Nand Kishore, I'm offering it to you. This is what it is. My wealth. People come to temple, chant Hare Krishna. Yes, yes, yes. I like to give everything, but not the money to Krishna. Money is very dear. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I can't afford. How can I help you? I can't afford, Prabhu. Okay, fair enough. All right, I've become a devotee. Now, Krishna, you maintain me. Hare Baba, this is not. You have come. You serve Krishna. Whatever it is, marbi ratbi joicha tomar nitya das prati toy adhikar. Krishna, you have got all the rights. You want to keep me? You want to keep me happy? Very nice. If you want to make me suffer, not a problem, because I got no rights on it. You are the one, joicha tomar prati toy adhikar. It's your rights. I have everything given to you. Now you do what you want to do to me. Not that, Krishna, I'm not happy now. Now I'm not your friend. Do you know the children? Sometimes they say, if they're not happy, they say, I'm not your friend. But even if we come to say, I'm not your friend, even that may be childish, maybe, but still, you know. But the real is that nitya das prati toya adhikar, that you do whatever, wherever you want to keep me. We have to come to this sort of platform, because it is very rare. Krishna consciousness is very rare. Manishnam sahasyeshu kachitu yatati siddha yatatam api siddha nam kachin ma beti tatata. Out of thousand people, million people, one become a jnani. Out of million of jnanis, one come to Krishna. So how can we not afford to do this? How can we miss the boat? Krishna, do what you want to do. Kita janme hoye toy das bahir mukhe brahma janam nahi aas. I don't want to become a brahma. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kita janma, give me birth as an insect, but give me birth in the house of a devotee, where I can see the devotee, where I can hear the name of Krishna. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So it does not matter. We are happy or not happy. It will never finish. No matter how. Wherever we live. I live in England. I live in India. I live in America. There is always some sort of struggle. In our mind will be keep going on. Mind will be always fighting. Always fighting. Always fighting. Fighting about him. Fighting about this. Fighting about this. Always fighting. Always fighting. So tasma sarveshu kaleshu mam nusumarne yuddhacha. But our goal is, we are very, very fortunate, and we are very, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada, who has given us this gift. It is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, I myself think, my God, I was 5 years old when I started looking for gurus. I seen so many gurus. And I was thinking I will find Krishna in God in Haridwar, but I never knew Krishna was hiding himself in London. And I found Krishna in London. With whose mercy found? Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's instruction was, most of the devotees you'll find, they come from the book distribution. Book distribution is very important. Prabhupada's books are very important. You cannot make devotees. Don't think I can make devotees nicely by being nice with people. No, no, no. People will become devotees. We should make devotees on the merits of Krishna consciousness. You know, you go to... I'll stop it here anyway. But my request is that if you go to any branded companies like Tiffany Jewelers, when they sell their jewelry, they sell the jewelry on the merits of their jewelry only. So that's how we should propagate Krishna consciousness on the merits of Krishna consciousness. So it's very grateful to Prabhupada who has given this gift. I stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Mataji, like to make any comments? No, you are our senior, you are our gurus, so we are indebted to you, all of you. Because of your mercy, we are becoming Krishna consciousness, we have become. Anybody else like to any question or any comment?